The first day of summer is turning out not too hot and not too humid across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures this afternoon are running near or a bit below seasonable levels, and our dew points are running mainly in the 50s, which means that the humidity is basically gone. The air mass is quite refreshing. We're seeing a blend of clouds and sunshine across the area right now, and there are a few showers and spots, so you may see a shower, maybe even a rumble of thunder, moving through the late day and early evening hours. And then tonight, any of those spotty showers will come to an end. And we're looking ahead to a mainly clear and rather pleasant night across the area, as temperatures fall back mainly into the 50s, so it'll be a nice night to maybe open up the windows and let some of that fresh air come in. A few areas of fog are likely to form later tonight into early tomorrow morning. So we'll start off tomorrow with sunshine, a bit of fog in spots, of course, but that fog will burn off rather quickly as that really strong June sunshine goes to work. Moving through the day, we'll have the sun in the morning, then a few clouds will develop during tomorrow afternoon as a warm front draws closer. Now, there is the chance that we see a shower or thunderstorm come in, but that's going to be really late in the day tomorrow. So close to sunset, for example, that's the time we could see a shower before the sun goes down tomorrow. But by and large, looking ahead to a dry day tomorrow, and it's going to be another very pleasant day with temperatures running right around 80 degrees. Our dew point should stay in the 50s, so the humidity won't be much of a player tomorrow. Now, tomorrow night, that warm front will come through the area, so that'll bring a chance for some showers, and it will also bring a return to some mugginess, so we'll start to see the humidity build tomorrow night, and then those dew points really shoot up into the 60s on Friday, meaning that the humidity levels will climb through the day, and it will turn rather uncomfortable in terms of humidity. Temperatures on Friday will be up into the 80s in many spots, so it'll feel quite stuffy with the heat and humidity. And with the warm front to our north and a cold front pushing in from the west, we are likely to see some showers and thunderstorms on Friday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the lower to mid-50s. And for tomorrow, increasing clouds, chance of a late shower or thunderstorm with highs in the 70s to around 80. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the lower to mid-50s. And for tomorrow, increasing clouds, chance of a late day shower or thunderstorm with highs in the 70s to around 80. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 50s to around 60, and for tomorrow, increasing clouds, chance of a late day shower or thunderstorm, with highs in the 70s to around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the lower to mid-50s, and for tomorrow, increasing clouds, chance of a late day shower or thunderstorm, with a high around 80. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, warm and humid, high 78 to 86, and on Saturday, partly sunny, chance of just a passing shower or thunderstorm, less humid, with highs in the 70s to around 80. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.